Oh, how beautiful the picture is tonight.
You like it?
Now, the picture in this is a little different to the picture up there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. So, and actually, you can...
Is swinging cheating, Marco?
Is swinging cheating? Very good question. I would say no when everybody is participating in the conversation.
I have a lot to say. We're going live on SDC in 8 seconds, so we...
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2... You were supposed to go 4, 3, 2, 1. Where were you?
I'm going to give you the bang. And bang. So we have a new setup today because I wasn't feeling 100%, so Daddy let me do it in my special room.
In the special
okay,
room.
Okay, here we go. All right.
The fluffy room.
All right. Bye, guys. I had to get something. Okay. Tell me when we're on.
We're on.
Oh, we're on. Oh, my God. You guys, I'm so sorry.
How many people are already there? Do you want to bring that camera a little nearer?
Yes, but you don't want it in that. So, you want to be able to read it, though.
Well, you'll be able to see
there
it.
There you go. Oh, I can see it.
Okay.
14. So, we're doing good. Hi, everybody.
Can everybody hear us on the internet? If you can, wave us a wave.
Which one is being recorded for YouTube? That one?
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, today the topic is.
Well, hang on. Do we have any people with us yet?
15. But some of them might just 17. But some of them might just be looking for some naughty action. Which.
So let me know how many of you are looking for a breast assist. Just so you know, on the last show that we did 2 weeks ago, I also didn't wear a shirt so that I would be the one that was exposing some breast assists instead of you.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Well, I guess you guys are on here for a little bit of titillation, but we're on here to have a fun little conversation with you guys about is swinging cheating.
Should we start from the beginning? Hi, everybody. My name's Mark, and this is...
Oh, whatever you say. I'm Angel Renee.
Angel Renee, and we are Miami Swings, the podcast, and you can find us at miamiswings.com. Or you can find us right here on SDC. We do a bi-weekly show to talk about all fabulous subjects involved in the lifestyle.
Yes, we've been doing this now for approximately 15 years. So we have a little bit of knowledge, experience. Oh my gosh, which one? The one on top?
It really doesn't matter as long as you're talking in that direction and not in my direction.
Oh my God, is telling your wife continuously what to do? Okay, that's the subject of our next
Did they say that they can hear us on Planet Earth?
No action, guys, just chatting.
Just chatting. This is an educational show tonight.
Yes, tonight SDC has asked us to do a show on is swinging cheating. So one nice par. We hear you great. We got the thumbs up.
Oh, well, thank you, darlings. We really appreciate you guys communicating with us. If you have any questions, this is a Q&A. So if you have anything you think that you need to ask, please put it in the notes so that we can read it out to everybody, and then we'll discuss that particular topic.
And open for fun, hello. We are not in Miami for this particular show today, but we are still in Florida, but not Miami today. But thank you for joining us. Hopefully,
yes, thank you for joining us. Are you guys in Miami currently?
So,
if you are, we're going to get in the car and come down and see you.
He'll be there in a couple hours. So, first of all, Marco did mention, and I'm going to remember to talk to the camera, we are Miami Swings. We are a podcast. We're on YouTube, iTunes, iHeartRadio. You can listen to us anytime, watch us anytime on YouTube.
Yes, actually, you can see us on YouTube as a video and not just on iTunes, which is just audio. So we're actually an audio video podcast, and we talk about everything to do with the lifestyle. So let's get into it, guys. Please put your comments on the side so that we can read them.
Yes, and I'm going to go a little slow just because I can see people are slowly trickling in. But I would like to just mention that we didn't even have a conversation about this subject until we were on with you guys because we were curious to hear what the other one had to say.
How pretty you look in the camera down there.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Look how pretty you look.
Thank you.
You look so pretty.
You're very sweet. Thank you.
Wow.
That was, yeah.
Have you always looked this pretty?
I don't know. You see me more than I see me. I'm not allowed to look at you. It's really hard not to look at you when I'm talking to you.
I know, but will you take your tits out now?
No, baby. No, baby. No,
well, somebody
baby.
Had to ask. I'm going to take mine out. Oh,
you can
flash.
See them. I mean, my goodness.
I look like I need a bra.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Okay. If you're sitting up like that, I don't want to be laying down. I need to sit up with you.
Hola. Hola, my Mallorca ex. Hola.
Oh, hola.
Hola.
Hola, Miami.
Hola, yes. So, guys.
So, I mean, so you asked me at the beginning.
Hola, guapos. Thank you.
So you asked me at the very beginning of this, just a minute or so ago. You said, is swinging cheating? Give me your answer.
You want to know my answer for swinging cheating? So I thought about this a little bit today. Thank you, guys. Thank you. This is my opinion, right? Because I was thinking,
give me your opinion.
What am I going to say? Not on camera, guys. We don't. Hello from Greece. That's sexy.
What was the question, Angel Renee?
Energy. The question is swinging cheating?
No. What was the question that you can't do it on camera today?
Are we going to fuck?
Well, we probably will fuck after the show, but and we may well do it on camera. We're not sure yet.
We are going to fuck
but
after the show.
For the next 30 minutes, we're definitely not having sex with each other on this bed right here on this show.
Do I have to be careful what I say for YouTube or no? I can't remember. I can never remember. Please don't spank me.
We just can't have female nipples and penises.
Okay, and we don't.
Show.
We don't. So, okay, is swinging cheating?
Okay, well, so my question was to you.
Yes.
Is swinging cheating?
So I started thinking about this afternoon because I knew we were going to talk about it tonight. And so I was thinking to myself, what do I think is cheating? I think cheating is when there are rules to, say, a game or rules to anything in life, right? And you break the rules and you break them on your own with no regard for anybody else. And I really think it's the same with swinging. If your swinging rules with your spouse is there's no kissing and someone goes and breaks the rules, that's cheating. If someone goes and has sex with someone else when the rules in your relationship are please don't go have sex with someone else without me being there, then that is cheating. If swinging together, if you've discussed the rules and you have the rules and you're both playing by the rules that you guys have drawn out together, then no, it's not cheating.
Yeah, so I think it comes down to that very agreeable, that all of the industry or all of the lifestyle is kind of agreed on is ethical non-monogamy. If you're going to be non-monogamous with your spouse or without your spouse, make it ethical and make sure that your spouse is agreeable to whatever it is you're doing in the non-monogamous arena, no matter what it is. Just make sure everybody is in the conversation.
Yes. Well, I almost, you know, swinging is not a game, but if swinging were a game and you've created rules,
there are games for swinging.
You can certainly change the rules along the way, but if you break the rules that whether you are, whether it's you two or you two and a third that's in the discussion for the rules, then that's cheating. Otherwise, no, it's not cheating. You're playing by the rules.
I absolutely agree. And I think that everybody should have had that conversation with their spouse prior to a play experience about what their expectations are between each other, not necessarily between the other couple or person. And if you've had that conversation and somebody steps outside of the rules and the process that you've set up for each other, that could be tantamount or at least bring up jealousy feelings and cheating feelings because it was something that wasn't in that scenario that you'd all agree to. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Did that make a little bit of sense?
Totally. My Mallorca.
Did you kiss me yet?
Mallorca ex. Kiss me here because the lipstick's a little wet. I want you to know that everyone is obsessing over your beautiful pink suit.
Oh, well, thank you. This is an adorable suit that I just got up in Atlanta when we were there last month. And every year I go to Atlanta and I pick myself up a three suits.
We're trying to do twice a year now. But
yeah, and I would like to do twice a year so I could do seasonal suits. But the store that I go to in Atlanta, it's totally worth the flight, have the very best suits in all of America. They're absolutely DK suits. Shh, didn't say that. Don't want anybody else going there and buying the suits that I want. But they are amazing. They're amazing.
DK suits are already ready to go.
Oh, gosh. I said it out loud. Okay, well, there's three of them in Atlanta, and I'm not going to tell you the one that I go to that have the suits that I like. But they actually do some of the best suits that I've found in all of North America.
Yes.
That's enough about the suits.
Do you want to know where you met, where we met?
Oh, my gosh. So let's give that little story. Or would you like to say it, or should I say it?
We met online on plentyoffish.com. Believe
it was that simple. So this is the bigger story because Angel Renee is always a little sharper and shorter, and I am the talker, that we actually did meet on plentyoffish.com, and we spoke to each other for at least 3 months before seeing each other in person to find out what we looked like. Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
It is the truth, yeah. Absolutely.
So I didn't know she was this cute, and she didn't know I was this handsome. It just happened to be lucky us. I'm just kidding. No, not really. I actually didn't know that she was this cute. I just saw a smiley face on a photo, and I didn't know that she was going to be the love of my life until our very first date, and that was the time I told her I loved her and that she was going to be mine until I die.
Yeah, and we...
Isn't that the truth?
It is totally the truth. And we, you know, I was raised very... I grew up with monogamy was super important. And actually, I grew up in a very religious home. I had a very lovely childhood. It's very similar to Marco's, actually, yeah. Believe it or not. Ironically, very similar everything.
Yeah.
Parents still married until... Parents still married. And so, but we did start, the lifestyle did sort of start creeping up on us kind of early in our marriage, slowly. So we do have a lot of thoughts, and I'd love to know everyone's thoughts on cheating.
Yeah. Monogamy
in Russian is styled. I'm not really sure. You might want to rewrite that because I didn't understand it.
Oh, was it bad translation?
Monogamy is Russian styled. Roots, but someone that's been chatting about. So I think you're trying to say, "Oh no, I'm not Russian. I'm American." But everyone seems to think I'm.
Well, American. You know, because in my experience, people from the Eastern Bloc are absolutely beautiful, just like you.
Well, you're just so sweet. Hi, how are you? Hello, we're really good. Thank you. We'd love to know your ideas on is
yeah. Someone tell us. How do they feel about that very question? Is swinging cheating? I would like to have just a direct yes, no, or I think so.
So I do feel like someone said no.
Great.
Yeah. So it's not cheating if you're playing by the rules. Okay, so sometimes when Marco and I go to a party, for example, I'll say to him, tonight, Marco, I'm really not okay with you just randomly kissing a woman. I'm feeling vulnerable.
Yes, and I have to be very careful about that because whenever I have a glass of whiskey, I really want to kiss. And kissing, ironically, is one of the things that Angel Renee and I love to do the most with ourselves and other people, even more. So if we are going to interact with you, the first thing we're going to do is want to kiss you. For some reason, we have that feeling that connection, lip to lip, kind of breaks down that barrier. We're big time kissers. But sometimes when we go out, Angel Renee will say to me, Marco, like, I know what our plan is for the night. If we end up with a couple or a single, let's talk about it. And then we'll have a little chat before we go play, but don't go around kissing anybody tonight until we have our chat. And I am probably the one that breaks that rule the most because I just can't help myself. If there's an absolutely stunning, beautiful lady, I just want to kiss her.
No, I understand this, but you're pretty good about it. If I've had a very vulnerable, stressful life week, so the rules can be changed.
They can be changed, and when they're broken, it's just you need to say sorry.
Don't break them.
Well, I know, don't break them, but I do break the kissing rule sometimes, and I have had to apologize for that and say it was not me; it was the Jack Daniel.
Yeah, so you're right. Yes, if it's talked about with your significant other prior to swing and no boundaries are crossed, that is how we feel as well.
Absolutely, and I think that those rules can be changed in every play scenario, and you can really decide on what your new set of rules are for every interaction that you have with other people. It doesn't always have to be the same set of rules. I think that limits the playtime experience. Because depending on who you're going to play with, you might decide at that moment that there's a different set of rules that you instinctively feel should be in place for that play experience.
So next time, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to come up to you halfway through the night and say, hey, baby, I changed the rules really quick. Is that okay? And then you get to say yes or no. You're going to say, what's
okay.
Your rule?
All right, let's do that.
I'm going to go put my tongue down his throat and rub my hands all over his chest. Is that okay?
Let's do that New Year's. And see how it works.
And when you say it's okay, then I'm going to do it. Same with you. So
yeah,
everyone's really loving that soup, baby.
Oh, well, of course
they have
are.
To wear it again.
So it's actually salmon, and you can find it on eBay in about 2 hours from now. I'm just kidding, of course. No, you know, so one of the biggest things from outside of the lifestyle, when we talk to people, you know, we're very open about being swingers and about having a non-monogamous relationship and about being open to being non-monogamous. Not that we are always non-monogamous, but we're very open to being open about it. Is the perception is that as soon as you tell someone you're a swinger or a non-monogamous lifestyle, they immediately think that you're cheating on your spouse or having relationships with other people without your spouse's permission, or perhaps you're doing hookups without their permission. And what I just wanted to add, interrupt you. One of the things that I have now found out after a decade or more is that people in the lifestyle are the most monogamous, true, uncheating community that I've personally come across in my lifetime. Outside of the lifestyle, I think people cheat in abundance. Or those cheaters cheat and keep it a secret. When you're in the lifestyle, you know, actually, we had this conversation earlier today. And I said to Angel Renee, don't you think it's cool that if you ever wanted to have sex with a guy that you saw, that you can just say to me. I said, say you saw a guy out and you were like, right, I'd really like to have sex with that guy or kiss him or touch him or flirt with him. And I'm like, how do you feel about being in the lifestyle where if you say that to me, I'm probably going to give you permission and you get to go do it. In the average non-monogamous life, that spouse doesn't get to do that. So it's a restriction, because there's so many restrictions in the non-monogamous lifestyle that you get to do it continuously. So there's never a need to cheat.
No. You know, one of the reasons I love doing this education.
Did that make sense? Because I went around in circles.
Yes, it totally made sense.
Okay.
This is one of the reasons why I love doing this. I know you guys turn it on and you expect us to be, naked and playing, and we might do that later on our personal one, but we want to be part of the process of changing the ideas for anyone that's perhaps new listening to this. Or maybe a single guy. I know there's a lot of single men who think that swinging is cheating. Who think that swinging is a free for all. There are no rules, and it just means you're out there doing whatever you want, whenever you want. When it's really not. Swinging is actually very rule based between usually husband and wife, or perhaps a
husband. Can I address something
that
you just
or
said?
Husband and a girlfriend. Yeah, husband, wife, and girlfriend.
So. I want to let you know that because we're a hot wife couple, have a lot of guys contact us to do playtime. Very, very few are successful because I have a very stringent process of who we are going to meet. But I have noticed, even here on these dating websites, there are a lot of cheaters.
Yes.
There are a lot of men that are married or engaged or coupled with somebody else that send emails to us that say, you know, my wife's out of town and she's given me permission to do, to play. Would you guys like to hook up? I see your wife's very beautiful. And my immediate response is, okay, can I have your telephone number and your wife's telephone number? And can we all FaceTime? They immediately come back. And actually, I've had three this week, three people since Christmas Day. I've had three men. They immediately come back and say, well, you know, my wife's in Switzerland, or my wife's in Abu Dhabi,
Africa
or somewhere. And I'm afraid the reception's not good and they're on a different time zone. So no, but would you like her to send you an email or a text? I'm like, come on. it takes like 30 seconds to make a fake email with someone's first and last name. And actually, that's something I can't audit. So I had three since Christmas Day men say, my wife's out of town and I've been given permission. Those are cheaters.
Yes,
those are people cheating in the lifestyle, yes, that give the rest of the lifestyle a really bad name, because this is what will happen. He'll get caught by his wife. She'll say, well, I'm on STC. He'll say, I'm on STC. Couldn't help myself and I just did it and I'm so sorry. Now, all of a sudden, they believe that people in the lifestyle are having sex outside of marriage, which is without permission, because he did. So I do find it's quite prevalent that men create a little bit of trouble for our community by cheating and pretending to be a couple and that they have permission to have sex outside of their marriage when they obviously don't. Otherwise, because if I was doing that and someone said to me, if I wrote to someone and said, hey, listen, you guys are a really cute couple. I'd like to have sex with your wife. Perhaps we can do a threesome. And they said, well, what about, I see you have a couple's profile. What about, what would your wife say? I would say, here's her number. Please call her or we'll do a three-way FaceTime immediately. And that would give me the confidence to know that's not a cheating person.
Yes.
That's a very confident person in an incredibly strong marriage or relationship that's in the lifestyle as a couple, and they're allowed to do these things.
Yeah, because this is a possibility.
Absolutely. And I do see that on speed dates. Yeah. But as soon as someone says, oh, I'm afraid my wife's out of the country on a different time zone, her phone doesn't work, it fell in the pool, you know, or the kids broke it, it's absolute hogwash, because it takes, everybody has a cell phone, and if you can't get on a FaceTime within 5 seconds, you're lying.
Yes.
Just straight up.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, that's my rant over and done.
I'm going to go through them really quick.
Yes.
So, okay, submission is not a crime. This is from a few minutes ago. So
yeah.
Submission is not a crime. It's not a crime. It's a lifestyle. I'm not really sure what that meant. What connection you have, not sure what that means. Fakers, you want 100% sure? So does he. That's why he goes through all of that.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right. Men are real dogs. Not only men.
Not all.
Sorry.
But,
no.
You know, there's those that create the outside perspective of the lifestyle as being a cheating environment, when it really isn't. People that are in the lifestyle for real as couples and singles are totally open and real with their spouses.
Well, we've had the opportunity over the years living in different cities in Florida to meet, and different actually coasts and stuff, to really meet a lot of amazing people that all have
the best,
all different rules and different lifestyle scenarios that they don't consider cheating, and that works for them. And sometimes I think they even morph and change over the years, like we have. Remember, we started off as no kissing was a rule.
Can you believe that? No kissing is a rule. And that's the thing that we do the most. Do you remember that one time we had somebody over? You literally didn't take your mouth off his mouth for 45 minutes. I actually went and made a cup of tea.
No, you did not.
I went and made a cup of tea, had lunch.
You came in.
Colored my hair, came back. No, I'm just kidding. I did. I came in my pants twice watching her. She was amazing.
Yes.
But no, you're right. I mean, we did have rules at the very beginning.
Yes.
You've
even had rules since, which I couldn't be in this, which I'm fine with, you guys. You can't be in this position. You can't be in this position.
Oh,
and,
yeah. You can't wrap your legs around it.
Guess what the answer is from the other person?
Communicate.
No problem.
No problem.
Because if someone's not comfortable with something, they'll be... We're all doing this.
What have we got?
We've
got a couple of questions or a couple of statements.
Let me move. No.
Oh, I can see a nipple.
How? No, no. It's a leaf.
It's a leaf.
It's a palm leaf.
Now, do we get to make love now?
In 20 minutes.
In 20 minutes.
Okay. Gracias, Bellos. People are saying hello and thank you, and you're the Salmon King.
The Salmon King.
That's
thank
cute.
You so
That's
much.
Really cute. There are many men in the Netherlands who use SDC only for sex. Are you talking about...
No, not about people in the Netherlands. Actually, these are local men that are traveling to Florida. We're in Florida. And they literally send me an email and say, hey, listen, I'm in Florida. I'm working here. Or I live here and my wife is out of the country, out of town, or her phone fell in the pool, so you can't contact her. Can I come over and have a threesome with you? You know, and if I can't do a FaceTime with your spouse. Now, one of the things
Yeah, this person has a wife and a mistress. Like, this is what we're talking
about. Oh, that's fabulous. That's great that you can. I mean, with that open communication and honesty, anything and everything is possible. And the lifestyle is the most gracious, fabulous, enjoyable place to be in the world. I would never imagine my life without being in the lifestyle.
No, there's no going back.
Having open sex, open sexuality, open communication, and the ability to just do what your fantasies are is a real privilege. And so consequently, we have to make sure that we're never in a scenario where jealousy interacts with our lifestyle. And whenever I do these checks on people as a husband, I'm really making sure that that person's spousal jealousy or cheating doesn't interact in our life. Because if we have sex with a guy or a girl and she happens to have a spouse that didn't know about it, but GPSed her or saw where her phone was, or they have a conversation and she says, yeah, it was this couple on SDC. Have a guess who's knocking on our door. Number one, it might be an attorney. Number two, it might be the spouse to say, why are you cheating with my spouse? And we certainly never want to be in that scenario.
No. So I'm going to, there's a lot going on, which is great. By the way, we love it. I'm not really sure. Let me go. We use it to fuck, no golf, boating, vanilla friends do that. I'm not totally sure. I guess. I think you're.
So they use it to have sex with other people. Their vanilla friends don't.
Someone's talking about this SEC is to fall in love. Not really. It's really more for connections for, I think, sexual titillation. It's really not for love, SDC. But, I mean, if you find love on here with someone who's looking for an open relationship, then that's fantastic.
Yeah, well, they do have sites for polyamory, which is really a loving experience to have a third or a fourth or a throuple or add one to your partnership that you already have.
Yeah, we have a lot going on here. So do you prefer talk than dirty sex? I don't understand.
So that's just
dating, in my opinion, is a full-on experience with people who you can connect to on a physical and mental level. We totally Tell them you agree with that.
I absolutely agree with that because she told me I had to.
No, we do. For me, dating a couple, we had a fun date recently and, you know, it doesn't always lead to
not always sex. There's not always sex at the end of it.
I think it's better because I like to get to know people and then you see them again in another party or another event or something local or sometimes even in, we just saw people at a local party from another.
Yeah. So we did actually just see a couple at a party that we see in the vanilla world and we absolutely want to have sex with them, but we're going to go slow.
Wait, say, I missed that part. I wasn't listening to you.
So we just met a couple at a swinger party.
Yes.
That we see a lot in our vanilla lifestyle.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
And that we actually would like to have sex with them very quickly, but we're going to take our time.
This is the first time in a long time that even I was like, okay. Because usually I'm like, oh, no, not going to happen or whatever or, you know. But yeah. So you just never know.
I see sex with that couple in
our
future.
Yes, I totally agree with you, Kinky sub 63, you can have a perfect date without sex. I totally
absolutely
agree.
Some of the best swinger dates that we've had didn't end in
sex. Yes, and the flirting is so much fun.
Yes, a little kiss, a little touch, a little imagination as well. Because you know, it's not always about penis and vagina sexual intercourse. It's sometimes about the initiation of flirting, the touching, the eyes, the smells, the intensity of what could or might happen, that can be as exciting as a sexual experience.
Well, yes. I'm probably going to get into trouble. But with the work that I'm doing now online, I do notice that a lot of people that even maybe can't necessarily have sex or they're older or there's so many scenarios. A lot of times it's just about titillation and being in that room and feeling that sexual energy and being flirted with and sexiness and prettiness. And if it ends up in sex, great. I'd rather have good sex than stupid bad sex anyway. So
yeah, absolutely.
Although, you know,
I agree.
But I'm going to try to read this one because I have no idea what it says. Butch Lee, everybody's experienced the lifestyle in their own way. Yeah, everybody's
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, let's just hone back to the subject matter, if you don't mind, because we can get really lost in our own conversation here. And especially me, I can go off in tangents all over the place. So let's get back to that real direct question. What was the subject matter?
So listen, if your wife is out of town and you're calling Marco and telling him.
One minute, I've got to go redo the second camera.
Sorry,
I didn't mean that. My apologies.
It's okay. So that 30 minutes went by fast.
Yeah.
Tell me when I can go. Not yet. You do look very handsome in that suit.
By the time we get to the end of Jingle Bells, it'll probably be good.
Jingle Bells, Jingle all the way. Oh, I should have worn my jingle top. The jingle, it has a little dingle thing. Hey.
Sorry, okay, we're back. We have two cameras recording this. One that we use for YouTube, because you can rewatch this whole show on YouTube probably tomorrow or the day after. And then we're being recorded by SDC, and SDC will immediately put it on our site, so you can go back to our site. If you go to that particular site on our profile, Miami Swings, there's a whole bunch of porn. If you want to see her titties, there's lots of it.
Oh, everybody's saying that they just saw them. They're very sexy.
Oh.
You know what, guys? I'm going to do a little plug here, so don't hate me. If you do, if you're able to, please subscribe to us on YouTube. And if you go on iTunes, please leave us a review. We really don't spend money and all of that on all of that. We just kind of count on you guys that support us, because you guys are so great. Listen, I think it's fabulous that you're at home walking around in your lingerie and high heels. I'm assuming that you're a man telling me this. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't bother. I think it's fabulous. I think it's great. You should walk on anything that you want. So yes, is swinging cheating? Only if you're doing what Marco mentioned before, which is doing something behind the other person's back that wasn't agreed upon between the two of you.
So let's just talk about, say that happens. What's a group? So that happens in either a couple scenario, or somebody goes out and has a relationship with another couple without telling the spouse. In the lifestyle. So it's in the lifestyle. What's the best way to handle that? Because now what you did was you cheated with another couple. Now the other couple are a part of your cheating experience in a lifestyle that is very small and very compact, and everybody knows everybody, especially in our communities. So how should one handle that particular experience? Say you're the person that cheated, and your spouse just found out that you went often had sex with a single or a couple in the lifestyle.
Are you asking me a question?
Yeah, it's a total question. I mean, I'll put you on the spot.
You got to fess up. Get it out. Get it right there. It's going to eat you. It's going to eat you alive. Plus the truth will set you free.
The truth will set you free. No, even the other couple that didn't know that you were cheating, whether you're a man or a woman, give them a quick email or a call or a text and say, hey, listen, my spouse didn't know that we hooked up the other night, and I just want to let you know. Bad on me. Now she does. If you need to call us and FaceTime us so that we can all be cool when we meet at the club or the pub or the event next, let's just get it done. And I'm very, very sorry. I was a bad boy. Sex was fantastic, or the experience was fantastic. Open communication. Honesty is always the best policy. And the more you fess up to any indiscretion, the better our lifestyle will be.
Oh, someone kept... Cavill Hero just said something that they don't even know so interesting and important. They said, and I'm going to let you talk about why, they said, as you know, it's a journey where you experiment and sometimes do things that your partner doesn't agree upon, but you do need to fix that. But it is a journey.
So if you go back to our podcast at miamiswings.com or Miami Swings on YouTube or Miami Swings on iTunes, please subscribe and like any of those so that people get to hear us. You will find our first 10 or 15 episodes were called Our Journey into the Lifestyle, because we literally, as we started becoming swingers, we started podcasting pretty much right at the same time, because we found this subject matter and this lifestyle so fascinating that we wanted to spread the word and let other people know of its possibilities and the issues and hurdles one has to go through to get into it in the first place, because it's no easy ride. You know, for a couple that's been in the lifestyle, you all know, you don't wake up day one and say, let's become swingers and have sex with another couple the next day. It takes a long time, a lot of discussion, a lot of heartache, talking about likes, dislikes, and being honest with your spouse. So it's The journey into the lifestyle was exactly how we started our podcast, and it was pretty amazing. The journey has been a very long and wonderful journey.
Yeah, right? It's still a journey.
It's still a journey.
And everyone's different. You know, for me, I was the one that went in a sales pace. You were the one that we were super excited about jumping right in. But it's not – I think it could be anybody. It doesn't necessarily – you know, always go in that way. It could be the man or the woman or both at the same time or neither for a second. And yeah, they meet friends that...
I'm going to say that fortunately for us, we've never had a cheating is swinging cheating. We've never had a cheating moment in our 15 years.
No, never. You're way more important to me than anything
so we continuously have the discussion that we individually to each other are more important than anybody outside of our bubble and will be until the day that we die together or, you know, as a couple and grow old. We've made that distinction and that and had that discussion. Not a bad discussion to have, but it allows us to, if Angel Renee wants to have sex with someone, she just has to ask and I'm probably going to say yes. She would not do the same for me because she harbors jealousy.
I do not harbor jealousy, but I do hold you a little tighter than you hold me. That is true.
So the point being that when you're open and you talk about all of it, the probability is you never have to cheat anyway. It's only those that are not honest and not open that end up being cheaters.
Yeah. So I'm going to start from the bottom and work my way
Go
up.
Ahead.
Okay. So Kinky Sub says, we go together to clubs that be open. That's pretty cool. I don't know what the rest of your rules are or whatever, but whatever you guys have decided, then that could be anything. I hate to make an assumption. But, yeah, maybe you go to the club together, but you're allowed to go to different
clubs. Yeah, they might play separately, but at least they have that rule and they've had that discussion. So perhaps that's actually very good that you could go to a club as a couple. And then separate when you're at the club and play separately. As long as you both had that conversation, there's no cheating involved. I think that's totally cool. Actually, I'm like, rally on. That's fantastic.
He's ready to
go. We need plenty of single ladies and plenty of single guys to help us all out.
So I'm going to work my way up. Someone asked, how long have we been swingers?
So I would say we've been swingers for about 11 years and we've been married for 15. So there were only a few years that we were together and married prior to us entering the lifestyle. Yeah. And it was me that prompted it.
And we're off with the numbers. So don't.
Yeah, we're off with the numbers. The numbers are always wrong.
We can never remember.
Yeah, I can't even remember my age.
He's got the gist of it for sure. There was one more. For me personally, I have learned a few valuable lessons of life about myself in the scene. Okay, well, I'm not totally sure, but if you want to tell us more, that's
I would like to know what you've learned, and especially if it has anything to do with cheating. I would love to get a better understanding of that.
Oh, and this guy's saying I think he's saying he's been in it for 20 years, so that's interesting. You know, it's not important.
Wow,
you're right. How great. Long you've been, you're right. It's not necessarily important. It's how successful and happy you are.
Absolutely. Just so you know, we still have the same conversations in every single date or new event that we go to that we had in the early years. We always talk about it, talk about our rules, talk about what we can and can't do, what our expectations are. So it's really always our first new event whenever we go to do something.
Oh my gosh, you're totally right.
But we do have those conversations. They don't always go well, but we do have those conversations.
You know what? I've never really thought about it.
Yeah.
Before we go to, we don't go to a ton of stuff. I would say, let's say twice a month, let's say, okay? Even because life is busy, right? We always have a conversation before we go about what is kind of the plan for the night. Is Marco going to say, I really would like to see if I can find a single guy, or I'd really like to find a couple. Can you try to look out for a couple? Or tonight
we do have that conversation. We always have.
We have. And we've even said, hey, I don't even feel good. I just said I was going to go, so I need to go. Please don't make me feel obligated to stay long or to hook up. I mean, all of those.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was just remembering one time where when you jumped on that guy and kissed him for 5 minutes in Fort Lauderdale.
You told me to.
What I said was, would you like to give him a kiss goodbye? I didn't say, would you like to jump on him and eat him?
He was 6'7". I'm 4'11". He had to pick me up and hold me under my ass and wrap my legs around him so our lips could touch.
Well, I thought that you would all come down within 45 minutes. I didn't know everybody was going to have to go out and get coffee.
He was very, very strong.
And then come back to see if you guys had finished. I mean, me and his poor wife just stood there looking at each other going, okay, they're still doing it. They're still at it. Should we go for lunch? Should we
No, I know that feeling. Because remember the time you kissed the lady in New Orleans? And I was like, I've never even met her husband. At least you hung out with these people and met him on a cruise.
I was bad.
No, no, you're fine. Oh, yeah, and someone's saying hi there in the UK. We got a bunch of people saying hello. So
hello. Well, hello. Hopefully we went to school together and we played. Well, if it's a boy or a girl, I'm not quite sure.
Diego.
Wait, I definitely didn't play.
Well, it says Diego, but a lot of people's screen names. Yeah. You never know.
Of course.
Listen, you guys, we are going to wrap this up in a few minutes, but we do want to know from anybody. Does anyone have anything else? Oh, hello from Holland. Wow.
We love Holland. Wow. I mean, blondes. Who doesn't love a blonde?
Yeah. Nice people.
I'd like to let everybody know, please go to Miami Swings and check out the rest of our podcasts. If you guys have any questions or any thoughts about cheating in the lifestyle, and you don't want to actually have an open forum to discuss this stuff, please email me. You can go to miamiswings@yahoo.com or just go to Miami Swings, or you can do it from STC.
Also,
I would love to talk and debate that stuff with you and give you my my 2 cents worth of what I think. If you don't want to do it on an open forum, yes, men, women, or couples, please connect to us.
This does happen. And you guys, we have a lot of links. So if you're sitting there tonight after we wrap this up and you're like, I want to know more about these people, they're really interesting.
MiamiSwings.com.
Seems to know a lot. No, but seriously, we have a lot of links. Try them out. Look, there's SexBoxSubscription.com.
So anyway, so we are supported by two fabulous companies. The first is SexBox Subscription. Put it in Google. Sex Box Subscription, and it's a monthly subscription to get sex toys sent to your house. Or we're also supported by South Beach Self Tan. Put that in Google, and they also have a box for $20 a month, and you get all your suntan stuff sent to you once a month, so that you can look good when you go to the nude beach or to a swimming
club. I always have it on, but I got something for myself, and I can't wait to answer this question. I'm assuming you're a female, because it says, any advice for a woman to let go so that I don't feel like I'm cheating? We need to go have a cup of coffee.
Oh, no. I literally want to spend a couple of minutes on that. But before we go, I know that we're out of time, but that is really, really the best question of the night.
Well, for me, I still struggle with it. I still, to this day, struggle with, am I cheating on my husband? You might have missed before, I grew up in a... my parents were married till one was gone, and his parents were still married. Oops, sorry. And so monogamy.
So we come from a non-monogamous. We both come from non-monogamous families where our parents met when they were children, married, and stayed together until the end of life. Yeah. So we come from spaces that relationship security is super, super important.
Super important, and I mean we've had a threesome experience where I'm saying to Marco continuously, are you okay? Are you okay, baby? Are you happy? And we decided I got to stop doing that. But I think that's probably...
So I want to talk to that. It's important for the husband in a threesome with another guy, or even a foursome, if it's another alpha male playing with the wife. For the husband to... What I do is I always go up to Angel Renee and I kiss her. I hold her hand. I just run my hand down her arm so she knows I'm there and that I'm a part of her experience. And then I know what she's doing so she doesn't feel like she's lost in her moment without me. Because I know afterwards, if she's lost in her moment without me, afterwards she's going to say, I feel so bad that you wasn't a part of it, or that you didn't see it, or that you didn't interact with me. So I personally, to make a successful lifestyle couple, continuously support her through her own interaction with other people.
I mean, guys, we could...
But this has taken years for me to perfect.
We could... I want to say something quick, because we could really dive so deep into this one, let's be honest.
Best question.
But it does make a difference, too, whether it's a foursome, where it's you two and another couple, or if it's a threesome. There's so many other things I could say, oh my gosh, but even in the foursome, I find myself sometimes more engaging with, believe it or not, the girls, trying to make sure that, and then the girls are trying to make sure that the men are okay. So, I mean, there's so many things, I mean, you know, really we could talk about, and I'd love to talk. Oh, yeah, of course, you're welcome. I don't know if you're in Florida, maybe. So Florida couple for fun 71, maybe. But yeah.
I think it comes back to that key thing that we spoke about in the first 3 to 4 minutes of this particular conversation is if you all communicate prior to going out what your rules are, what your expectations are, and you as a couple are communicating, there's never going to be a cheating misinterpretation or infraction or anything that's going to get lost in the communication where one spouse feels like the other spouse might be cheating or doesn't know whether they're cheating. I think it can be really honed in on good communication. And actually, even when we add a third or a fourth into our particular scenario, if we all, like, I can remember when we was having an orgy sixsome, where I said, "Hey, baby, would you mind if that person gets between your legs?" And then I said, there was another guy. I said, "Would you mind if he kisses you or if you interact with that person?" And then, "Would you mind, ladies, if you both come and play with my penis?" So it's just down to that communication with all parties. Like if you remember in that interaction,
yes,
in the orgy, we all continue. I was the orchestra of everybody, but I continuously communicated with everybody and asked everybody's permission for everything that was going on. So nobody felt like they were doing something outside of their spouse's scope.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Well, yes, of course I remember.
It becomes a little clinical, but I think it's for the benefit of all if everybody always is asking for permission and making sure that no one feels that the other spouse is cheating. Even if you're doing it for the other spouses that don't know how to do that yet, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, you know what we can't speak on? Because I feel like, you know, we always sit here and talk about all the things that we can speak on. We really can't speak on openness, being open and playing separately, like in different
homes. Never done it.
Homes or on different vacations, because we don't do that. But
play together, stay together is our motto. It has been since the day we met. Play together, stay together. Even before we were swingers, it was play together, stay together.
So, Nick, are you asking for you any advice how to start a hot wave experience for you? Are you asking from a man's point of view, or to try to get maybe your wife? I'm not sure what you're asking for. You're welcome.
So, is it for you to play in a threesome, or is it for you to have your wife bring a new man in to play with her whilst you're a part of the experience?
Yeah, because there's lots of things.
Yeah, because there's too many scenarios.
That's a whole nother, oh my God.
Actually, if you go to YouTube, we actually have 3 or 4shows on hot wifing from a cuck's point of view, from a hot husband's point of view, and from a stud's point of view. So we actually cover all of those particular scenarios in our podcast, which you can watch on YouTube.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, you're the wife. Okay, she's the wife.
So what was the question?
So I may probably be answering this. Any advice to start a hot wife experience? Well, if you're ready, I'm assuming you're ready and wanting to do it. That would definitely be the beginning. Talk to your husband. Make sure he's okay with it.
But because it's from the lady's point of view, I actually, but because that obviously means, or I'm assuming it means, how does she have her husband interact in a positive, sexy way?
Okay.
To make it happen.
So go with that. And then if she wants more, she'll tell us.
Yeah. So just so you know, I, as a husband, my pleasure is derived by organizing a hot wife experience over about a 30-day period. That's talking to the stud, organizing a hotel or a room to give him the rules, that the play rules, making sure that he is okay, doing a background check, doing a Facebook check, doing a property check to make sure that he's not a criminal, that he's a good stand-up person, that he's not married, doesn't have any outstanding warrants. I do all of that.
Yeah, he's serious.
But so that's my turn on, is to control the play. So if you're a woman or a wife or a girlfriend or a spouse or a partner that wants the husband to participate in some hot wifing, find out what his kink is, what turns him on, and let him experience what turns him on. If you want to have the hot wife experience as the female, you already know what turns you on. So allow him to know what turns you on, and then ask him what turns him on, and allow him to play that part. Because he might be a passive person and want you to do all of it and just sit in a corner and watch it and finish with you, or start with you and play, or who knows?
Yeah, we might need a little more information. But
I think it's important to have the conversation again. Communicate, find out what your husband or spouse or partner wants and allow him to engulf that role and really enjoy that role.
Yeah.
Right?
You love it.
I love it. It's actually one of the biggest turn-ons that any man can experience, but you need to communicate with your spouse to make sure you stay properly.
Yeah, it was pretty much very similar for us. He's okay with it. He is also okay to be in the room and to watch or not to be in the room, but wants me to tell him everything. Okay, so that's even a little different than we do, but it sounds like you guys have
great communication. Yeah, that's great. I mean, it's all about communicating. If you're communicating, just set a game plan between you both and allow you both to get the same excitement out of it by allowing each partner to play that part. Because it really is role play. It's a somewhat of a role play or playing a movie out.
Yeah.
You know, we actually just made a movie called Hot Wife. We actually made two movies. One was called Hot Wife 1. One was called Hot Wife 2. And we also did The Mechanic. And we allowed, which was a hot wife getting fucked by a mechanic, for the husband. So we did these big production movies, but because it's like role play, it's like playing a part in a movie. And if you get to play that part in a movie, it can be so exciting.
Yeah, it really can be.
Anyway, I can talk too much.
No, I think we got to wrap it up here, but any advice? Okay, so we did that one. There was one more I missed, and I'm so sorry, guys.
And the touchscreen's not working, so.
Oh, no, it's okay. My play friend was reluctant, and when the idea came out, okay, well, we'll talk about
it. Well, you know why they were reluctant? Because, and I just want to give it a little advice.
Okay.
They were probably reluctant because they saw your excitement but didn't know what their excitement was going to be or what their pleasure was going to be. So ask. Just, again, it comes down to that one simple thing. Communicate. Find out what the other partner's total role and excitement and turn-on is going to be. And then equally share in that excitement. So don't have you get all the fun or them get all the fun by organizing it or doing whatever their part is. Find out what both of your parts are. Play both the parts so you both get the turn on. You both get the excitement. You both get the exhilaration. You both get the nerves. You both get, both get, both get. Communicate, right?
Yeah.
We're terrible communicators, Angel, Renee, and myself. And we're in marriage boot camp right now, so I know exactly what I'm talking about.
We were in marriage boot camp.
Yeah. Angel says that the hardest conversation is always the conversation that needs to be had.
Oh, his turn on is picking the man. Oh, that's
perfect. That's totally mine too.
So his turn on is choosing the man, vetting him, going through the process, getting his phone number, making him do the photos, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, that's why we still do it. And I remember what someone said over there. Any advice for us in the lifestyle to keep quality over quantity? I am the wife and I grew up in a conservative environment.
Yeah.
Listen, we are not about quantity either. We have no check marks, X's, nothing. We would much rather.
If you listen to some of our podcasts, because that we have so many years in, we've gone 2 or 3 years without a play partner, and still had fun going to events and conventions and cruises and hotel takeovers. It's not always about the quick ending.
It's never about it.
For us, it's about that setup, the fantasy, the process, the talking about it, about it being. You know, we're in our own personal life movie, so we're never a quick one is done within 10 minutes. So consequently, we can go 2 years without playing, and for us still to be in the lifestyle, just not participate in the sexual part of the lifestyle. And that needs to be okay for us to be in the lifestyle journey for life.
Well, it's a lifestyle.
Because it's a long time.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, because you can burn out and you can go, you know, we don't want to be a quick star in the sky. We actually want this to be a long, long lifestyle. So that's important to us.
So I'm going to read her whole thing.
Yeah.
You're very open. Her husband, Nick. Well, Nick, if you're here, it's nice to meet you as well.
He likes
choosing the men and they do fool around with profile pics and make final selection. Okay, yes. And they make the final selection together. It's kind of similar.
He does
100%. He brings it to me at the last second and says, I just need your okay. And I think sometimes I've said no.
Actually, Angel Renee has sometimes not seen the person.
This is true too, though.
So we've actually played the setup where Angel Renee never actually met the person until the hotel room or until they knock on our front door. So we've played both scenarios, but again, we've communicated and made sure that was okay for all parties. But this is not about hot wifing. We have a lot of videos on hot wifing. This is about cheating in the lifestyle.
Yes.
And hot wives obviously don't cheat in the lifestyle because it's a group of people agreeing to all participate in a sexual fantasy or scenario that they're all going to benefit from. So that's not a cheating scenario. I'd have to dig deep because most things are set up prior to play for a hot wife scenario.
Yeah. Well, I hope that you guys, we mostly use pictures for selection before Nick can run some other check. Yes,
FaceTime them. FaceTime them immediately to make sure they're real. Ask for and ask them to take their top off and see their chest and their body so you know exactly what you're seeing on a picture is exactly them. I do that immediately, which also gives me their phone number that I can then run background checks.
And a lot of times, Marco will do, I need you to send me right now, wherever you are, two fingers up or three fingers up, and that just shows that
from the car or from the kitchen or the bathroom or wherever. Everybody has an iPhone, so if they can't, they're faking it, and they're probably with their wife or their spouse.
Well, and also, let's be honest, if they have too much ego or machismo that they're like, I'm not doing that for you, then they probably aren't a good fit anyway. You need someone that's
important. As soon as one person gives me that feeling of, I cut them off and I just delete them on our SDC profile immediately, and they don't get to talk to us again because this is the most important person in my life, and they're not that important. They're a part of our play scenario, although they get to participate. So I just cut them off and say no.
Yeah, life is fun. Is saying it's a hot game for them too. They like it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, thank you for that.
I mean, I don't know how old you guys are, but at our age, it is a bit of a game. It's fun. I mean, why not? What else?
If there's any 21-year-olds, we're looking for a new hot life experience right now. So listen, please look us up.
On that, you guys, we actually went on for an hour, which is a lot.
Okay, so last thing is Sexbox subscription. They support us. Please go buy a Sexbox. It comes to your door every single month. Sexboxsubscription.com or SouthBeachSelfTan.com. And if you don't know how to spell any of that, just go to MiamiSwings.com and the links are right there.
Actually, guys, when you're done here and you log off, go to Miami Swings. Click on all the little links. Check out.
Say hi to us. Send us an email.
Say hi. It might take Marco. Marco responds. I don't.
You talk too much this time.
I know.
As if, right? You never talk too much. I always talk too much. I want to go take this salmon suit off and make love to my beautiful wife.
All right, guys. We're so happy you guys joined us. We had a lot of viewers today.
So we have some very, very interesting shows coming up for January. We have Masturbation Madness.
Guilty.
What's the second one? Masturbation Madness, the first week of January.
Oh, dang, what's the other one?
I can't remember, but it'll be on your SDC feed through the first week of January.
It was another really nice
Every one. Second Wednesday, we do a one-hour show. Please join us.
I can't
remember. Love to get feedback and love to make new friends, so please connect with us.
We always do a hot competition. You can't imagine how many dick pics. Oh, no.
Oh, I love that. I love it.
I bet you I have more dick pics on my phone than you do. I actually bet you.
I reckon you're right.
You guys, I'll tell you what. If you have more pictures on your phone than us, then we buy you dinner. If I have more, then you're buying us dinner.
Angel Renee.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye for now. I'm Marco.
All right. And I'm Angel Renee.
We'll see you next time. 2 weeks from now. Please make sure that you tune in at 7 p.m. every second Wednesday to Miami Swings, the podcast, Chit Chat, and Question and Answers. Bye for now. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Turn that computer off.
I do not know how. No, I'm telling you.
Are you for real? You must know how to turn a computer off.
I'm not
touching. You do look pretty.
Aww. That was my back. Did you just hear that?
Yeah, did you want to kiss me?
Mm-hmm. I really don't want to touch the computer or anything. And your glasses are on, so you step on those either.